Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very good friend, someone who's been on our show earlier, Mr. Ajay Bahkas from the Netherlands. Ajay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Nice to be here again.
Thank you. Ajay is a trend watcher. He's an author. He's a TV personality. He's a speaker. Most news channels have found him to be very, very interesting, and they have given him some very exciting words. CNN calls him exciting. BBC calls him inspirational. And TV2 newscast calls him provocative. So today, Ajay and I are going to discuss the Indian diaspora in the Caribbean and Latin America. Ajay, tell me first your own background and how you know so much about the Indian diaspora in the Caribbean and Latin America.
Well, I am one of the 2.5 million, what they call Indo-Caribbeans. Mm-hmm. Indo-Caribbeans are the descendants of the Indian immigrants who moved in the 19th century from India to work on the plantations of the Dutch, the British, and the French on the islands and the mainland of South America, which are part of the Caribbean. Okay. So I am one of them. I'm the fourth generation.
Wonderful. So let's start with our conversation. You said there are 2.5 million people. How many people there have Indian roots, and what is their economic position?
Today, it is 2.5 million with Indian roots. And most of them are totally 100% Indian, because most of the Indian immigrants married each other. Mm-hmm. But later on, in the last 50 years, there's a lot of intermarriage with people from other ethnic origins, like blacks and Chinese and whites. So so there are also people of mixed Indian and other parentage. Mm-hmm. If you consider them Indian as well, like Israel does. Israel says if you have a Jewish parent or a Jewish grandparent, at least, then you are considered Jewish, and then you can get a green card or you can settle in Israel wherever you want. Wonderful. I don't know if India has rules about that.
Not as yet.
Does India have the same rule as Israel?
No, it does not. I think to get an Indian citizenship, you need to qualify, and there are various norms. But tell me, how is the economic position of people of Indian origin in the Caribbean and Latin America?
The people of Indian origin in the Caribbean originally started as very poor workers on the plantations. Mm. So they had to sign a contract for 5 years to work for 5 years on a plantation for a salary. And after the 5 years passed, they could sign on for another 5 years, mm-hmm. or they could go back to India for free, mm-hmm. or they could get a piece of land and start their own little farm. Mm-hmm. And most of them choose the latter. Okay. So some of them went back to India, but then they came back to the Caribbean again. But most of them choose a own piece of land, because land was scarce in India at that time. Mm. So they said, well, if I can get a piece of land, I can start my own farm. And then they started their own farm. And they got more and more and more children, because children were free workers on their farms. Mm-hmm. And that's why when these countries in the Caribbean became independent and became democracies, the Indians were a very sizable group at the elections. That's why, for example, they are now have a lot of seats in parliament all over, also in the economy. Mm-hmm.
So which period was it when a lot of the Indians moved?
They moved between after the abolition of slavery in the Caribbean, between 1850 and the 1920s. Mm. And then Mahatma Gandhi stopped it, because he said that Indians should stay to build up India and should not leave India. Okay. So in the 1920s, 30s, it stopped. But of course, they started as farmers and then they moved on. Today, they are accountants, businessmen, they own land, they own, they are in real estate, they are investors, they are in finance, they are in everything. Fantastic. So they're very, they have own TV stations, they have own everything. So they are doing very well.
Wonderful. And when you say that there are 2.5 million people of Indian origin, this is out of a total population of how much?
Well, the Caribbean is very sparsely populated. Mm-hmm. So that is about 40%.
Wow.
In countries like Trinidad, mm-hmm. it's about 50%. Country like Suriname and Guyana, it's about 50%. 40-50% of the populations.
Incredible.
These are large countries in terms of land, but very, very sparsely populated.
Amazing. And Ajit, tell me, the Indian traditions, Indian festivals, are they still as alive as they may have been 100 years ago?
Some of them are. Others faded away. Mm-hmm. And some Indian festivals have become so popular that mm-hmm. also the people of the other ethnic groups celebrate it as well. Mm-hmm. Like Diwali and Pagwa are celebrated by everyone.
It's wow.
But like Carnival from the Christians is now also celebrated by the Indians as well. Mm-hmm. And Christmas too. So it is very multicultural and very mixed. The cultural traditions and the food got very mixed. Mm-hmm. So the Indians brought roti and curries, but now everybody eats rotis and curries.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Indians brought peppers from India. They brought flowers from India. Mm-hmm. They brought a lot of plants from India, like the neem plant. And they grew it there as well, because they said, if we have our own plants from India, we don't feel homesick. Hmm. But some of these plants and some of these flowers became national plants in all these countries.
Hmm.
So and the Indians and the Caribbeans are a very, very powerful group, both economically, financially.
Ajit, my next question is that what are some of the key success factors for Indians in these regions?
Well, the first key success factor was the Indian joint family system, mm-hmm. that in a family, they created money, and then they put the money together to mm-hmm. let the most talented one study. And then after he got studied, then he paid back the family. Mm-hmm. He or she paid back the family, and then more and more and more. Mm-hmm. The Chinese have the same system.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very successful. So it was family, it was discipline, it was hard work, it was saving, and education. Education. The Indians started their own Hindu schools.
Mm-hmm.
They started their own schools because at first the plantation owners said, why would you send your children to school? But they said, no, mm-hmm. we want to do it because education is all. We don't want our kids and grandchildren to work on plantations of other mm-hmm. people as well. We mm-hmm. want them to have their own farms. Mm-hmm. or their own businesses. And so they put money together, they put savings together mm-hmm. and started their own schools.
Fascinating. So, you know, both Guyana and Suriname now have an Indian president. And you did mention to me that there is a large Indian diaspora in these countries.
Yes.
How did this happen?
Well, because of electorate figures, it's... if the Indian immigrants since the 1850s got a lot of children, first, that was because it was an Indian tradition in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Second, because when they got their own farms and they had more children, my grandmother, for example, had 13 mm-hmm. children.
Mm-hmm.
And before and after they got to school, they had to work on the farm as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it was also free laborers. And after the countries in the Caribbean became independent and became mm-hmm. democracies. So there were a lot of Indian voters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got a lot of members of Indians in parliament and then also as in the governments and then now in two countries as president mm-hmm. because they are the majority in the, they have the majority seats
Amazing.
In parliament.
Amazing. And as in terms of religion, is Hinduism a strong religion? In the Caribbean?
Yes, Hinduism is a strong religion in the Caribbean. We have a lot of Hindu temples, and after that comes Christianity and Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have Sikhs, and we don't have we have a few Buddhists, mm-hmm. but we don't have Sikhs. But although a lot of the immigrants from India came from Punjab, mm-hmm. Others from Uttar Pradesh and some other states, and they mixed their languages. So they made a language which is called Hindustani. Mm-hmm. And in Suriname, it's called Sarnami Hindustani. Mm-hmm. And that is a mixture of languages from the Punjab, from mm-hmm. UP, and also from languages from the blacks, from the black immigrants and from the Chinese. It's mm-hmm. a very interesting mixture. My mother spoke it. And when I took her on holidays to India, she could negotiate with that language. People laughed at it and they said, "What? Uh-huh. What kind of language is it?" But it was, mm. it is like a bit Pidgin Hindi mixed with other languages.
Mm. Fascinating. So my next question to you, Ajit, is how does a Latinized Indian look?
A Latinized Indian looks like me. Uh-huh. He looks Indian, but when I come to India, everybody says, "I see that you're Indian, but I see that you're not from here." Mm-hmm. So Latinized Indians also, if you want to little bit more than you should read the novels mm-hmm. of the Indian writer V.S. Naipaul.
I have.
Mr. Naipaul was born on Trinidad mm-hmm. and he wrote a lot of novels which are playing in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. One of his most famous ones is A House for Mr. Biswas. Mm-hmm. That is a bit of a poor Indian guy fell in love with a rich girl, marrying there, and then the family buys a house for Mr. Biswas. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot of it is Indian, but it is also, they also speak other languages. They also dance the Latin music. My grandmother said, what the blacks teached us was to laugh mm-hmm. and to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Because she says, we Indians are very serious people. Mm-hmm. But the blacks teached us to laugh and dance and enjoy life and spend money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did. Yeah.
Very interesting. So, you know, in all my travels around the world, whenever I meet an Indian who's been in that country for maybe 100 years, whose family has been there for 100 years. When it comes to religion, I always find that time has stood still. So a lot of the religion in India has moved on, but a lot of the old traditions stay on in a lot of the other countries. Is this happening in the Caribbean as well?
In the Caribbean, it happens in rural areas. I agree that then the religious traditions are and the family traditions are still as they were 100 years ago, while in India it moved on. But in the cities, it's different. Mm. In the cities, like the capital cities in the Caribbean countries, mm-hmm. you see that the lot of these Indians with money, and then they are very highly educated. They also studied in America and in Europe. Mm-hmm. And they are a bit more relaxed, and also they went on holidays back to India mm-hmm. to see the roots, and then they learned to adapt and they learned to modernize.
So Ajit, I've got time for two more questions for you. My first question is, are members of the Indian diaspora taking advantage of business opportunities in India?
At the moment, no.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, now, no, because they don't really know how they should do it. Mm-hmm. And India does not really pay attention to the Indians in the Caribbean, which are called the Indo-Caribbeans, mm-hmm. because India is more focused on the Indians in England, in America, in Canada, mm-hmm. and other bigger countries, not so much the Caribbean, 2.5 million people. For us in the Caribbean, that's much. For India, that's a small village.
Okay.
So the Indian Ministry of Diaspora does not pay much attention to them. Mm-hmm. So they don't know how they should do it. But for example, the largest bank in the Caribbean mm-hmm. is owned by an Indian family. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of business in the Caribbean, but they don't do any business in India. Mm. And I think that those are opportunities that should be used. And also Indians can use, Indian business people can use this diaspora. For example, the Bollywood movies, okay, mm. yes, they export them. Mm. They see them now in the Caribbean. There are everywhere theaters where you can see the Bollywood movies. Mm-hmm. And if you see the audience, half of the audience is Indian. The other half is blacks, Chinese, everywhere. And everybody enjoys the Bollywood movies. And everybody sings along the mm. songs because the language was also spoken okay. by other people as well. Mm. Mm. But I think there should be much more business between India and the Caribbean. And mm. I think that should happen. Maybe you could start an initiative, Ashutosh.
Okay, well, you and I can discuss it, certainly. We can certainly discuss it. But from another perspective, how can Indian youngsters benefit from doing business or going to the Caribbean?
Well, if they want to farm and land is scarce in India, mm-hmm. in the Caribbean, there is a lot of arable land, mm-hmm. which is up very cheaply, even for free. Mm-hmm. Because, for example, the Suriname and Guyana have so much arable land, mm-hmm. but they don't have people to plant it. Mm-hmm. So they need farmers. So if Indians want to farm in modern farm methods with the use of high tech of the new technology, they can make very good money there, mm. and then invest it there and reinvest part of it in India as well. That could be done. But also in terms of education, okay. I think that India could organize that people from the Caribbean could be able to study at Indian universities and then also learn something about India as well and then return to homes. But I think there are lots of possibilities because China is sending lots of immigrants to the Caribbean now because it's empty, it's fast, it's empty, and there are lots of Chinese, so they need land. But the same goes for India. There's a lot of land there. There's a lot of opportunities there. And a lot of people who don't have the opportunities in India mm. can try it in the Caribbean for a few years and then later return to India.
Amazing. And one more question is on sports. I know the Caribbean has a very, very good cricket team. And we see a lot of them coming to play in India. under the overall banner of the West Indies. But what are the other sports that are popular in the Caribbean?
Well, mostly it is soccer.
Okay.
Mostly it is soccer. Another thing you should be aware of, recently a lot of oil was found in the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
And Trinidad has always been an oil country. Mm-hmm. So the Indians in Trinidad became rich because of the oil. Mm-hmm. Now in Guyana and Suriname, lots of oil has been found as well, wow. and also in Jamaica. So India needs oil. So I would say now it's American and European companies investing mm-hmm. in the oil fields there. Mm-hmm. But I think India could do the same and then could trade with the oil as well. Mm-hmm. And but mostly what they like is soccer.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I think you've told me some amazing things, and I'm sure through our conversation, many more people will listen to what you have to say. But Ajay, thank you so much for talking to me about the diaspora in the Caribbean. Thank you for talking to me about the festivals, the sports, the opportunities for Indians to come and farm in the petroleum sector, and also vice versa for businessmen from the Caribbean to come to India and for the young people to come and study here. Thank you again for your conversation with me.
And thank you very much for the invitation, Ashutosh.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.